This is the Composer's Datebook for March 1st. I'm John Zak. Composer Sergei Prokofiev and cellist Mstislav Rostropovich first met in 1947, when Prokofiev was 56 and already ailing, and Rostropovich was a fresh, skinny 20-year-old just at the start of his career. Rostropovich had played Prokofiev's long-neglected first cello concerto, and after the performance, the grateful composer said he would write something new for the talented young cellist. Prokofiev completed a cello sonata, and in the summer of 1949 invited Rostropovich to his country dacha to play through the new piece. When Rostropovich arrived, he found Prokofiev dressed in a bathrobe, with a towel on his head like a turban, surrounded by chickens and roosters. "Forgive my rustic appearance," said Prokofiev to the obviously embarrassed young cellist, and they promptly set to work. The first public performance of the new sonata took place on today's date in 1950 at the Moscow Conservatory, with Rostropovich joined by pianist Sviatoslav Richter. Ill health prevented Prokofiev from attending, but fortunately, we can listen in via a live recording that was made at that very performance. Prokofiev rarely added epigraphs to his scores, but at the top of the score for his cello sonata, he added some words of Maxim Gorky: "Man, that has a proud sound." Commentators have suggested the broad, sweeping warmth of Prokofiev's sonata expresses a similar sentiment. In any case, the new work was an instant hit and rapidly became a staple in the cello repertory. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price. The markets may be uncertain, but institutions, advisors, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price's disciplined investment approach to help reach their long-term investment goals. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.